This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Pfizer formally asked U.S. regulators Friday to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine, starting the clock on a process that could bring limited first shots as early as next month and eventually an end to the pandemic, but not until after a long, hard winter. In remarks provided by Pfizer, CEO Albert Bourla says that his company is ready to ramp up vaccine production.
Based on current projections, we expect to produce globally up to 50 million doses in 2020 and up to 1.3 billion doses by the end of 2021.
The action comes days after Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech announced that its vaccine appears 95% effective at preventing mild to severe COVID-19 disease in a large ongoing study. The company said that protection plus a good safety record means the vaccine should qualify for emergency use authorization, something the Food and Drug Administration can grant before final testing is fully complete. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden held his first in-person meeting since winning the election with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on Friday. Biden's meeting with the top Democrats at his makeshift transition headquarters in downtown Wilmington, Delaware, comes as he continues to build out his White House team. Jen Psaki is with the Biden transition team.
They're in lockstep agreement that there needs to be emergency assistance and aid during the lame duck session to help families. There's no more room for delay, and we need to move forward as quickly as possible.
Pelosi said that talks with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Republican leadership on Thursday did not produce any consensus on a new virus aid package. This is VOA News. Georgia's top elections officials on Friday certified results showing Joe Biden had won the presidential race over Republican President Donald Trump. The certification brings the state one step closer to wrapping up an election that has been fraught with unfounded accusations of fraud by Trump and his supporters. Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp said he would certify the result.
State law now requires the governor's office to formalize the certification, which paves the way for the Trump campaign to pursue other legal options in a separate recount if they choose.
Earlier, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger certified the results reported by the state's 159 counties following a meticulous hand count of the nearly 5 million ballots cast in the race. The result had Biden defeating Trump by just over 12,000 votes. Michigan's Republican state legislative leaders said after meeting with President Donald Trump on Friday that they had no information that would change the outcome of the presidential election in their state, which was won by Democrat Joe Biden. Michigan Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and House of Representatives Speaker Lee Chatfield said in a joint statement, "We have not yet been made aware of any information that would change the outcome of the election in Michigan, and as legislative leaders, we will follow the law and follow the normal process regarding Michigan's electors." Michigan is one of several states where Trump is seeking to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November 3rd election based on unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud. A 17-year-old gunman accused of killing two people during a racial injustice protest in Wisconsin has been released on $2 million bail. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse is from Illinois. He was shown on videotape with a rifle walking down a Kenosha, Wisconsin street filled with protesters August 25th. After he shot and killed two men, Rittenhouse told police it was self-defense while he was guarding a business. A court deemed him a flight risk, but he walked out of jail after posting bail. Conservatives have praised Rittenhouse as a patriot, exercising his right to bear arms during unrest, and have raised millions of dollars for his legal defense. Supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement describe Rittenhouse as a trigger-happy white supremacist. In Wisconsin, he's not even allowed to carry a gun as a teen unless he's hunting. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials closed down 0.75%, the S&P dropped by 0.68%, and the Nasdaq lost 0.68%.